This community update was brought to you by Uradio. This summer, celebrated cultural and natural destinations are welcoming more young visitors than ever, thanks to the Canada Strong Pass. For Brandy Hayberg, Manager of Marketing and Communications at the Manitoba Museum, joining the program was an easy decision.
I think it's just a really wonderful opportunity for us. So I believe when it first started, it was really just, you know, federal museums and art galleries that were participating, and they reached out to us to ask if we wanted to participate. And we were like, yes, of course. You know, our job here is to share Manitoba's story.
The Canada Strong Pass offers free admission for youth 17 and under, and 50% off for visitors aged 18 to 24 until September 2nd, making cultural and recreational experiences more financially accessible. Hayberg also sees the program as a bridge for newcomers to Manitoba, helping them understand the province's history and feel part of the community.
They're coming to a new place, right? New culture, new community. Like, this is a way for really them to understand Manitoba and Manitobans and to start to feel ingrained in their community.
This has made cultural and recreational experiences more financially accessible while helping institutions connect with new demographics. She adds that their free First Fridays offered year-round is another initiative with the same goal of widening access.
The first Friday of every month, 4 to 9 p.m., we are absolutely free admission for everybody. And we do that because we want people who may not have the opportunity to come to the museum otherwise, you know, you have that opportunity to come and learn and connect and build a new community in your new space.
At the Canadian Museum for Human Rights, Vice President of Visitor Experience, Daryl Nadeau, emphasizes that the affordability the Canada Strong Pass offers aligns perfectly with the museum's mission.
You know, we really want to reach youth and students, you know, to learn about human rights and to be good citizens in society that know about all of these stories.
The Canadian Museum for Human Rights, or CMHR, the pass also opens a new window into their visitor trends.
So the 18 to 24 category is not a category we traditionally tracked. We had before the Canada Strong Pass, you know, 18 plus, you know, as an adult ticket, but to track the 18 to 24 demographic is a result of the Canada Strong Pass because of the initiative, and it'll be good for us to analyze, you know, how many of folks in that age do come to the museum, and what could we potentially do to increase that.
At the Canadian Mountain National Park, the pass offers free park entry for anyone and 25% off all camping. Acting PR and Communications Officer Anissa Baker says the timing is perfect.
April, there was more than 17,000 people that came. May, it was more than 26,000. And June, more than 39,000.
Baker attributes the surge to a growing interest in celebrating Canada's natural beauty.
Just people are looking to get out and explore their own backyards and looking to celebrate and enjoy all of the wonderful things that are available in Canada.
This has all led to an increasing trend of attendance at the park.
Attendance was actually up in Riding Mountain even before the pass was announced. We have actually found that our numbers for April to June inclusive are higher than they were last year, which was our highest year since 2021. And they're actually higher than the visitation for 2017, which was another time that there was free entry to all national parks.
The park has also invested in accessibility upgrades, including improved trails, docks, and shoreline access for visitors using mobility aids. Across Manitoba, the Canada Strong Pass is expanding opportunities for discovery. By lowering barriers, these institutions are ensuring that stories, landscapes, and experiences remain accessible to the next generation. With U Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.